hearings. So if everyone here would please turn their attention to our esteemed counsel, Mr. Robertson. He'll give us some guidelines on how we conduct our hearings and how we request that you conduct yourselves during them.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings are being broadcast simultaneously on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County's deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meeting. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chair. For those of us here in this room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. And the hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in this room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. We will start first with folks present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people participating remotely through the call-in number. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone speaking on the phone. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there's more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to the application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already made. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, the commission may take action on the application or defer it until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Thank you, Ms. Chairman, Chairwoman, Chairperson, Madam Chair. Thank you. I've been saying it for 20 years.
You're not going to hurt my feelings either way.
I apologize for that.
Okay, our first hearing tonight is 2022-05, John and Anna LaCates.
Thank you. This is a standard subdivision to divide 5.03 acres plus or minus into three single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the southwest side of Conley's Chapel Road, which is Sussex County Route 280B, approximately 0.09 mile west of Quail Drive. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 11, parcels 62.05 and 62.22. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan, a copy of the staff review letter, a copy of the applicant's soil feasibility study, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We've also received a waiver request letter from the applicant requesting waivers for the topographic contour requirements, a waiver from the 30-foot buffer requirements, and a waiver from the street construction design requirements in Chapter 99. We also have a copy of the DLDOT letter of no objection. I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Is there anyone here representing this application? Please come up. I need your name and your address for the record, please.
Sure. My name's Melissa Brzezewski. I'm representing my grandfather, John LaCates. Do you want my address or his address?
Doesn't matter.
His address is 20987 Ann Avenue, Rehoboth, Delaware. So we are proposing a, or asking for a one-lot major subdivision that is currently subdivided into two lots and that would become three. I have a 99C. The subdivision would, of this property would not alter any existing terrain and surrounding landscape. There would be no use of wetlands or floodlands. The natural and historical features of the property would not be altered, and each parcel in this proposed subdivision would continue to provide open space and scenic views of the land. There would be minimalization of tree, vegetation, and soil removal. That would be optimized if needed, though it's not expected for the subdivision. Objectionable features would not apply to this subdivision, as there is not an expected alteration to the property other than the subdivision. And there would be no change in water supply that would be needed at this time. No change in sewer disposal would be needed for the subdivision either. And then no pollution of surface or groundwater would be proposed with the subdivision.
Oh, you've done this before?
No.
You're doing great.
I'm a nurse. Thank you. Yeah. I'm a nurse. I speak to people all the time. Not usually this many, but yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
thanks for being a nurse.
Well, we'll see if anybody here has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
No questions, Madam Chairman.
Ms. Wingate?
I just have one sure. With regards to the access drive. Is that going to be maintained by, is there going to be an agreement that would state that it would be maintained by all three parties?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll have that.
It's family property.
But if later on in the, years later, if somebody sold out and then you have somebody that's not part of the family, and then it's who's going to pay for taking care of the rest? We
right.
just like to make sure that that's covered.
Right.
In writing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do not have anything in writing at this okay. time, but certainly
you
could
can
provide
get something
that.
To the Planning and Zoning Office.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's the only question I had. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
No. It just is important. We run into this, and it's just always nice to have those things written down.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yeah, I didn't even think of it, but you're absolutely right.
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions for me. Thanks.
I did have one just to confirm for when before we start the drawing. That there's a dog pen referred to on the drawings that would otherwise be within the minimum setback for the new line to be created.
Okay.
But there's an annotation saying dog pen to be relocated. So that's
okay.
going to be correct. Is that correct? That's going to be relocated?
And yes.
Okay. So that avoids the need for variance. Thank you.
Okay. Staff? Okay. We'll see if there's, want to have a seat? We'll see if anybody
sure.
on the phone has an interest in your application.
Oh, wait, that's right.
Oh,
I was so excited that I was remembering to do the operator, forgot to see. Let's see if any, have a seat, please.
Okay,
let's
sure.
see if anybody here has anything. You can tell this is my first time. But anyway. All right. Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in favor of application 2022-05, John and Anna Lacates? Is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition? Is there any, operator, is there anyone on the phone who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Party, we have one caller. Caller, please state your name and we'll have the floor.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm an employee with Suffolk County, just
passing
the line.
Thank you, Ashley. We can hear you.
Thank you.
Operator, is there anyone else on the line?
If there is anyone else on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Then I am going to close this public hearing. You're invited to stay with us for the evening to see if we make a decision, or you can call the office in the morning.